Fortunately, you never got to ask him.
I mean, you could always hand him with the microphone.
That's true.
This one here, and I can let you use it if you're
good open. Evening, everyone. It is June 15th, 2022, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice is posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. After the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our servicemen and women, and people of Ukraine. Would you please rise for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So our first business tonight is we're very honored to be swearing in three police officers. At our last meeting, we appointed three officers. I'll let the Chief Kranz give a little bit of background on the process, and then we'll go into the swearing in.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Chief Kranz. This year we did things a little different with hiring. We usually go for people that are PTC certified, that means they already went through the police academy. But with the way the world is right now, it means that no one really wants to be a police officer. And then we were doing a process, people actually call when they're shopping. Like, how much do you guys pay? And they hang up and they go to next. So that doesn't hurt. I was the first. I got my job, and it was an honor. Like, oh my God, I got hired at the academy. So we did basic entry. We had 21 applicants in the beginning. We did a PT test because we're going to send these three gentlemen to the police academy, Morris County Police Academy, in 3 weeks. The PT test knocked it down to 7, and we interviewed those 7. And tonight, the three that made it to the final interview with the committee are the ones we're swearing in: Cody Crowley, Douglas Nychuk, and Logan Torres. We got a former corrections officer, a former dispatcher, and a reservist in the Marine Corps. And we're going to start off today with Cody. Cody, would you please step up? Cody is a 3-year in the corrections. I know his father-in-law comes from a good family. I, Cody Crowley, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith, and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established, in the United States, under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly, perform all the duties, of police officer 10th class, in the township of Lebanon, county of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability, so help me God. Congratulations. Thank welcome you. To Lebanon. Thank you. Thank you. And we have patrolman badges for each of the assignments. I'll sign my side. You're signing there, and your date is up. One copy of that. This will get a copy back to you. Here's your badge. If you'd like to take some pictures, feel free to bring your family up if you'd like to as well.
Who else do you want to jump in?
Who needs number one in the physical fitness test? Douglas is the former dispatcher. He also does a little bit of mechanic too. So nice. Douglas is ready. I check up. Be ready.
Just in case the other one's a little bit to yourself. Be ready. Right hand. I, Douglas B. Nitra.
I, Douglas B. Nitra.
Do solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The United States.
And the Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
Governments established
in the United States,
in the United States,
in
this state,
under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully,
and that I will faithfully,
impartially,
impartially,
and justly,
and justly,
perform all the duties,
perform all the duties,
of police officer 10th class,
of police officer 10th class,
in the township of Lebanon,
in the township of Lebanon,
county of Hunterdon,
county of Hunterdon,
state of New Jersey,
state of New Jersey,
according to the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations and welcome to Lebanon Township. Sign those three and then we'll sign this contract.
The left-handed guy.
Thank you very much. That's for you.
Billy said no. Billy doesn't want a photo. Billy doesn't want a photo. Sorry, buddy. I got you.
Yep, me. I, Logan T. Torres.
I, Logan T. Torres.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of police officer 10th class.
Of police officer 10th class.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Logan is out of the Marine Reserve.
I guess not out yet. It's never out.
Here. Friend, my photos aren't going to be as good as yours, but slide on down.
A little bit.
Gotta have it.
You guys wear a t-shirt.
There was a fourth one, by the way, bunched up. His name was Izzy. They never included him in the commercials.
Yeah, they're smiling, so you need to smile.
All right. But you give them all a round of applause.
For those that don't see them, we don't see them very often. Our class 3 school officers.
Right. Real quick, can I have all my guys outside so we can get our department photo, please?
All right, we're all good on that check.
We got it.
Must be Karen. Tired by now.
Karen.
We got it. Come in. Okay. You got the money.
Got it.
Now the question is it a certified? Is it a certified check?
Count, do money.
Sorry about the.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. I'm sure they wouldn't do something as stupid as that.
All right. Thanks.
You better ask. Yeah. Was it certified?
You know, I didn't look. That's another question.
The look on your face was kind of like.
It's not an attorney.
Well,
I'm sitting here.
Don't ask me.
It's not an attorney trust account, right?
No.
Wait, Matt, it's not an attorney trust account, so it doesn't.
No, that's for sure.
Okay.
Try that, right?
Where are we?
Well,
presentation of minutes.
After that very joyous event, honored event, a sad moment to announce that a longtime township employee, volunteer Ada Roth, we understand, passed away very recently. I believe at the age of 90?
90 years old.
In 1991, she started working in the library, and for decades she was a poll worker. I think, Guy, you knew her.
Yeah, I knew Ada and Charlie Roth going all the way back to when I was 18 years old, which is quite a few years ago now. And they were very nice people. Their son played Little League with my brother Bill. Ada was a fantastic employee of the library, and she was very good to my stepdaughter, Felicia, who loves the library. Ada was always very good with her. She'll be sadly missed in this township.
Yes, she will. Thank you. That takes us to presentation of minutes. For everyone's, just to remind everyone, the minutes have a blue timestamp. We announced that previously, so to try to be more transparent for users, when you look at the minutes and try to listen to the recording to find the detailed recording part of it, if you look at the blue number on the minutes, that allows you to not have to listen through, say, a half hour of the parts you're not interested in. You can scroll right to the part that you're interested in. For the committee, there's one minor sort of typo adjustment on the pack that you have in front of you on the June 1st, 2020 minutes of the special meeting. On the backside where it says, or the second page, third page, where it says public comments, it had inadvertently said limited to agenda items only. That's been deleted, so it's just public comments, so it's a very minor change. Unless anybody has reason to call out a specific minute, we could take one vote for the minutes of the regular meeting on May 18th, the minutes of the special and special executive session of June 1st, and the minutes of the regular and executive session of June 1st. Is there any discussion, any comments on the pack of minutes, or would anyone like to do any of the minutes separately? If there's no comments, no discussion, is there a motion to approve the 2, 4, 5 sets of minutes that I just listed off?
I'll make that motion to the minutes of May 18th, 2022, regular meeting, the minutes of June 1st, 2022, special meeting, the minutes of June 1st, 2022, special executive session, and the minutes of June 1st, 2022, regular meeting, and then June 1st, 2022, minutes of executive session. Make that motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open the public comment limited to the agenda items? And I should note as well, there were a couple of very late additions to the agenda. It was posted on the website this afternoon, and if anyone hasn't seen it, the agenda is in front of you there. A couple of time-sensitive items that came in even today. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
Motion so made.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on the agenda items, seeing no one coming forward, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we have another happy event. We have this past Sunday, there was an Eagle Scout Court of Honor in Lebanon Township, and the town has proclamations for the three Eagle Scouts. The first is for Brody McDowell, who had an Eagle Scout project consisting of the renovation of the second floor classrooms at the Washington United Methodist Church in Washington, New Jersey. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon hereby extend their congratulations to Eagle Scout Brody McDowell for having an Eagle Scout Award conferred upon him by the Boy Scouts of America. Second is Eagle Scout Tristan Weber. His Eagle Scout project was completing the Firefighters Memorial at the Lebanon Township Memorial Park. Therefore be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon hereby extend their congratulations to Eagle Scout Tristan Weber for having an Eagle Scout Award conferred upon him by the Boy Scouts of America. And the third Eagle Scout is Logan Weikerich. His Eagle Scout project was working on trails at the Muskinecton Watershed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon hereby extend their congratulations to Eagle Scout Logan Weikerich for having an Eagle Scout Award conferred upon him by the Boy Scouts of America. Would the committee like to make any comments? Is there a motion to endorse the proclamations from the Township Committee?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Congratulations to the Eagle Scouts. Now the resolution, first resolution 69, 2022, plenary distribution license for the Rock Corporation trading as Bourbon Street Wine and Liquor on Route 513. A filing fee of $200 has been paid to the state of New Jersey, and a township fee of $2,500 has been paid. Is there any discussion related to resolution 69, 2022? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion. Go ahead.
I'll make the motion for number 69, 2022 for retail distribution license for the Rock Corp.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then resolution 70, 2022, a plenary retail consumption license for El Patron.
Nope.
Eight. I got out of business. I guess it's out of order somehow. Okay, so I missed that one. Thanks. So this is for ATK Incorporated, trading as Tony's Restaurant and Pub, resolution 60, 2022. A filing fee of $200 has been paid, and a township license fee of $2,500 has been paid. Is there any discussion?
I have a question for the attorney. If I've represented the applicant in the past,
I would recuse yourself.
Okay. I'm going to recuse myself on this one.
Any other discussion, comments? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 70, 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain?
Yes.
And yes.
Or recuse.
Right? Recuse, yeah. Right. It's not the same as abstain,
yeah,
correct?
Right.
Correct.
Didn't participate at all.
Correct.
Then next is resolution 71, 2022. Retail consumption license for El Patron Mexican Restaurant. $200 fee has been paid to the state of New Jersey, and $2,500 fee has been paid to Lebanon Township. Yes? Okay. Any discussion or a motion?
Motion to approve the retail plenary consumption license to El Patron Mexican Restaurant, LLC.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then resolution 72, 2022, return of overpayment of taxes, whereas there exists an overpayment of $823.68 for the second quarter taxes due to the granting of 100% disabled veteran deduction. Therefore, be it resolved that the treasurer be authorized to prepare and the mayor, treasurer, and clerk authorized to sign this refund check to Fabian Citron at 36 Anthony Road. Is there any discussion regarding resolution 72, 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 72, 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to unfinished business. Some time ago, the township approved advertising for a DPW new laborer position to replace a retired DPW person. We have received applications, and the township committee has interviewed, and we have before us Tyler John Kilduff. He would be hired per terms of the CWA contract, which includes a 6-month probation period, where the criteria that he would have to meet would be he needs to complete his CDL license with air brake certification during that period of time. His wage rate is specified in the CWA contract. Is there any discussion from the committee regarding Tyler Kilduff?
I'll make a motion to hire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
And then,
Ms. 7 Bullock. O'clock tomorrow morning.
And then Ms. Kohler requested to have the newsletter.
something. Yeah. You ought to have a picture taken with the mayor.
There you go. How about the deputy mayor?
Okay, when we were at, and I did send this to Karen Brown as well. She's just got a copy of it just at the same time.
And Ms. Brown has an injury. She's actually dialed in to the meeting right now.
It seemed like at the last meeting, there was not the last meeting, but the last time we talked about the newsletter, there was some confusion, and I kind of felt like it wasn't clear what we had in front of us in the way of independent contractors that we had Mark and I and the subcommittee had interviewed or gotten information from. And I said, you know what, somebody's got to sit down and just put this latest information out. So what I did was, so that we could do a comparison, but the ground rules were, we're not in executive session, so we're going to have to talk about vendor A and vendor B at this point. I don't want to really mention names. I did talk to Matt about this. So it's really a cost comparison, because all things being equal here, you've got good candidates. So it's really going to be about what direction you want to go in versus the services that are offered, what the cost is to the township. And if you want to make a decision tonight, there's one vendor here that wants a decision by June 30th. So, yeah, if you want a newsletter out in November, you have to think about that. If you don't do it tonight, I'll go through it. It's a little complicated here, so just pass those down.
Mayor, I'm sorry. I'm trying to. We're talking about two vendors?
Yes.
This thing that was just sent to me at 7:20?
Yeah, we're all passing it out right now. You got it before everyone else.
Okay, so there's another vendor.
Yes.
Hometown Press.
Yeah, and you're. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going
to know that they were. I didn't know that they had submitted formal proposals.
We had discussed it, Mark and I. Mark received the formal proposal that I sent him, and I know that you and I had gone back and forth in email about a month or so ago when they first submitted, and I think the committee.
Yeah, you said that you were going to call to see how other towns
and we did, and we did.
You provided that information, but I never saw a formal. Proposal. This is the first time I'm seeing a formal proposal. Now that I know that these were the two proposals that were being considered. But now I know.
Yeah.
So.
And Mark and I knew. So, and where we left it in our last hallway conversation last week was, we didn't really know how the committee felt about anything. We didn't get a good feeling. So I said, you know what? I have the time. I'm going to sit together and I'm going to lay out these bullet points, and we're going to talk about it. And you can either make a decision tonight or not.
This is the Hometown Press. This is the one where they don't do any editing. You have to send them the articles. They just do the layout.
No, I actually sat down with him here on, I don't know what day it was last week. He came down because I said, I need to ask you a bunch of questions, even though I had gotten things in the mail from him. And I said that was a problem, and he has a journalism degree, and he said, look, nobody ever really asks us to edit. Some people do, but I said, well, is there a price for that? And he said, no, it'll be included. If you need us to edit, we can do the editing. We have the staff to do it. So, and that's another reason I didn't hand this stuff out sooner, because things kept changing. And as I got more and more information, I just said, let's lay it out. So let me just take you through this. So again, we're not going to really talk about vendor names here tonight. We're going to talk about vendor A and vendor B. I've got it laid out: vendor services offered, vendor services not offered, cost to Lebanon Township. So as far as the quality goes, there's no difference. They're both great quality products. So the only differentiator between the two is that vendor B will solicit advertisers, contact local advertisers that are in our current newsletter. They're going to collect the advertising fees, handle all aspects of setup, printing, mailing, completed newsletter, and the advertising pays for the most part for the letter. We won't have to pay for printing. We'll only have to possibly pay for postage and letter shop. And that's because of the advertising revenues. But at the same time, we have complete control over who advertises. So, for example, in the proof stage, they're going to have the advertisers laid out. If we don't want certain advertisers in there, completely in our control to say no. Or if we have a real estate agent that for some reason is a local real estate agent and there's another real estate agent that wants to come in, we have complete control to say we don't want that real estate agent and we want our local person to be in.
Can I ask a question of the attorney?
Oh.
Are we allowed to differentiate?
We should not get involved in choosing content and of advertising.
Who can?
Who can and who cannot, because there'll be an potential equal protection issue. We can have neutral limitations of, obviously we're not going to do certain print ads of products that don't advertise in print, but we're not going to select between one.
Hold on one moment.
One potential realtor or another, because
that's because we're a municipality,
right?
We're
right.
A government agency, and therefore
correct. I understand we preserving the right, but it's not a right. It's not discretion we should exercise, because it places us.
Ms. Brown, hold on one moment.
One second.
It would place us at risk if we were to begin to make those decisions.
Okay, Ms. Brown, the floor is yours.
Yes. Are we in violation of anything? Because was the purpose of the newsletter committee to actually review the proposals and then make a recommendation to the governing body, or are you going to sit here and really compare vendors and proposals? Wasn't that the purpose of the newsletter committee, to already vet that stuff out and then come back with the recommendation? Because it's not hard to know who we're talking about, because that other vendor's proposal was distributed to the committee. So she was the only proposal that the newsletter committee had considered at that time, and that was distributed to the entire committee. So now we actually know who we're talking about. So is that appropriate, or should the newsletter committee consider these two proposals and make the recommendation to the committee? To the full committee.
Matt, is that a legal question?
Not really. It's a procedural question, but I will comment that it's SOP that the formation of a subcommittee would ordinarily lead to either no recommendation, or as the business administrator stated, the subcommittee would recommend and it would move from there. That would be just how a standard subcommittee process would work, and I that may be where we're headed.
I mean we've always tried to have information so the committee can review it for a number of days. I'm not in a position to make any decision based on something in front of me, but I'm open to listening to a comparison. And
well,
then,
that's what I thought. You know, I mean,
so I'm open to listening to the comparison.
And then I have to just tell you about the
and now we're getting into a situation where we are potentially damaging somebody's reputation. Someone that we met with, someone that we had the opportunity to ask questions about, now this is being aired in public, and I don't believe it's a good look, and don't understand what the purpose and the time we took as a subcommittee meeting with the vendor, reviewing the proposal at hand, to now be discussing this at a public meeting.
Has the subcommittee met with this second vendor?
Mark received the proposal.
But you're the only one that...
Right.
Committee woman, Kohler's the only one about it.
Inspections or anything. No other member. Oh, I did. And I thought that I was on the subcommittee.
I put the meetings together
with the first vendor, because that was the only proposal that we had at the moment. That was the only proposal that we discussed. That is the only proposal where we met as a subcommittee with that vendor, asked questions. That was the proposal that was distributed to the entire committee. And so now, today, we now have another proposal. So why didn't the subcommittee actually review that proposal as well, which is, I would think, would be the purpose of the subcommittee, and then come together after evaluating it and make a recommendation to the committee? And then if you want to provide the reasons why you're recommending the vendor, I think that's fine. But to sit in public and negotiate this, when this is something that should have been aired out with the subcommittee, I'm just very confused.
So it's, if I'm hearing that the subcommittee hasn't actually reviewed this, maybe we should table it one more meeting to have the subcommittee come back with
well,
what they're comfortable
Mark,
presenting.
He's seen the details.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was an interview with the gentleman.
Well,
so it sounds like
he was dropping off some copies.
But, okay.
And because there are no details anywhere that anybody can really digest, this was basically to tell you what's out there. Because you're pushing for a newsletter by the end of this year. You're going to miss it. If
just looking for a newsletter.
Yeah, I don't know who's pushing.
Well, I've been hearing plenty.
All I saw was follow-up from your initial inquiry where you indicated you would be calling around to other entities to see how they do it. And I recall receiving the response of your survey, one of which this was included. I recall simply asking, are they going to do the actual editing? And I was advised that they don't. So now that's changed. But did they submit an actual written proposal? Because the other proposal we had is actually a written proposal.
Yeah, I have one.
Addressing. So do we have a written one from them?
Yes.
That the subcommittee can then meet and discuss and then make the recommendations to the full committee? And then if we can call the vendor in, if we have questions, the same way that we called vendor A in to ask questions, can we set that up for the subcommittee?
Yeah, otherwise I don't think there's any point.
There is a point to this, because you have to look at the cost differentials, because there are clear-cut delineations of the services offered, not the quality of the services. And we're not talking about the vendors.
But I think that's what we can discuss in the subcommittee.
Yeah. I think that this is a procedural question as to how vendor A was treated versus vendor B.
That's
so
part
based
of it as
upon
well.
That, I would make a motion that we table this at this point until that subcommittee has a chance to further vet look
agree.
At vendor B's proposal.
Okay,
agree.
And just use this, and I'll send the email that came with it, because I took vendor A and I took the proposal,
right,
put it in there, and vendor B and took their information and put it in the second column.
But that would
and
be for the subcommittee to come back to us.
I'm sorry.
Vendor B, there is a written proposal. You
okay.
Need to read it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And you
okay.
Can just give you the written proposal from vendor B?
Yes.
As well as whatever other information?
Yes.
And if I could ask that it be distributed to the committee on the Friday before the next meeting, so we have time to review as a committee. But since we're on the topic of newsletter, last meeting I tried to raise the question, and I was told since it wasn't on the agenda, you didn't want to discuss it. I hope you had a chance to think about it. The prior newsletter editor last November recommended and thought that a person, at the time an employee, an in-house part-time clerical employee, could produce our newsletter for us. I believe we may need to think about hiring a part-time employee for different workload in the township. Would we, as the subcommittee, thought about whether someone with the right skill set who's a part-time employee could also do this in-house as recommended by the former newsletter editor?
All I'm saying is I'm trying to protect taxpayer dollars. We've got gasoline prices going up for the police, for the fire department. I'm just trying to keep the cost right, keep the quality high. So
what? And that's what I'm trying to do as well. And when I say a part-time in-house person, I can imagine a scenario where that does protect taxpayer dollars. And so that's. I'm wondering if that can be considered by the subcommittee when you come back as well.
So part of their duties of the part-time person would
right.
be also to aid in doing the newsletter.
Right. Right.
As part of their duties.
As part of their duties.
Other clerical. Things.
Right. Which the prior newsletter editor recommended was practical for a former employee. I'm wondering if we found a future employee that would have that skill set.
Well, she was an independent contractor. The employee that was doing the newsletter is an independent contractor, not an employee.
No, but the prior newsletter editor,
right.
At the time that she said she wasn't renewing for this year, she recommended a person who was a Lebanon Township employee at the time.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering, if we need a part-time office employee, if you could consider that being part of that person's function.
The newsletter.
The newsletter. Along with other clerical tasks.
If you want to hire, I mean, you put it up for a vote, you know, I mean, it's...
Yes, just, I'm asking the subcommittee to consider that.
I don't want to keep adding staff if we don't have to. If there's a way around
of course.
With this newsletter, for example.
Of course. I'm saying I believe we're going
to
have demand...
Taxpayer dollars in a bad economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't want to waste those. That's what I'm trying to do. Nope. Okay, so are we done with the newsletter topic? We're tabling that to next meeting?
Well, there was a motion. There was a motion. Was there a second?
Second. Any further discussion on the news?
I did.
Any further discussion on tabling the newsletter topic? If not, is there a roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That is the end of unfinished business. Administrator's report is on the agenda, but we typically would do that once a month, and it was done last meeting. So unless you had anything urgent to add, Ms. Brown, we'll move past the administrator's report.
No, I'll save it for the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. So under new business, first item is a purchase request for police.
Yes, the chief has asked for, he needs 12 badges for new hires, and so it's a total of 12 for $1,772.85 for the badges. So I make a motion to approve the purchase request.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
Are these replacing existing badges because of degrees of hiring, what level they're at?
It's just new badges for all the officers that he needs more badges because of hires and retirees. And they have...
It says new hires and one retired.
One retired.
New hires, 12. Well, I would take it as 11 plus.
In other words, they don't just have one badge. They might have two or three.
Yes.
Oh, I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, in case one gets lost.
Outer winter coat.
Uniform badges, hat badges. Yeah. There's a number of different badges.
I thought maybe they were replacing old badges with a little bit of Knox on used to work.
There's a motion on the table. Any further discussion? Second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion on the police badges? Not roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a couple of fire department purchase requests.
We have two on the agenda here. The first one is for the Halmetro rescue system proposal, and it was a state. I don't see the state. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's down.
It's a state contract, and the amount is for $65,860.70. The New Jersey State contract number is 17 Fleet FLEET 00820. This was reviewed by the qualified purchasing agent, and he was felt good with this one that we can go ahead and approve this expense. It was done during budget time, and we approved it then. And because of the amount, I'd like to have the committee review it and make a motion on this particular item.
And just to add, it was included on the capital ordinance.
Yes, it was included on the capital ordinance during budget time.
Could
so
I get?
I just wanted to bring it when it's a large ticket item like that.
Could I ask one question? I know that we voted on the budget. Is it typical for rescue squad to have this type of equipment? Do we know in the other townships that they have that?
Yes.
Say that again?
I said, in other words, are other townships in a similar category of requiring this type of equipment?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe that the fire department told us that one of the reasons they're choosing this is that other fire departments have standardized on this brand as well.
It's compatible with other fire departments, that the equipment.
So they can move tools onto different hydraulic pumps, and these are the extracting equipment in a car crash.
When people can't, they have to be extracted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to clarify, the CFO, is the funds are
approved in our
approved and available.
Yep.
So?
Any discussion? Is there a motion to...
I motion to approve the ESI equipment of the HALP Metro Core Battery Rescue Bid System for $65,860.70, which was a New Jersey State contract.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 The other one we have here, if I may.
Yep.
Had a little bit more interest to it. This is a Striker Pro service for the last, lack of a better word, ambulance cot stretcher. And this puts a power pack to the stretcher, so all our stretchers will be powered. This is was also looked at multiple times by the QPA. It does not have a state contract, but we came into a situation here where the piece of equipment that was needed for this, there was very little response as quotes. We like to get three quotes. We didn't get three quotes. The individual who was part of this co-op could not produce the quotes that were needed. So the chief has explained to me that this particular product that they're looking for is compatible with their stretcher. There's not many products on the market, first. And secondly, this company that they got it through, this co-op that we're not members with, that's the one thing we're not a member with, this co-op, they will warranty this particular product for a year, and we can't find that anywhere else. So I think in the QPA discussion thought it was best that we heed the fire chief's words that this can't be found, and we'd like to move ahead with it. So I think we had enough internal review that we're in a position where we can do that. So this particular item is from Striker, and the amount is $24,418.94 to mobilize and power the last stretcher we have that doesn't consist of a power cot. So I'm looking for the Township Committee's approval on this to move forward.
It was also part of the capital ordinance.
Yes, it is part of the capital ordinance, and it was approved at the budget time, yes. So
is that a motion?
This is a motion, yes. So moved.
Any further discussion or a second?
Just a question again. Do we have other stretchers that are power motivated, so to speak?
All our other stretchers are power.
Two others now.
Two
this
others.
Will be the
this
third.
Will be the third. One in each rig. So there's a power stretcher in each rig. So
okay.
We're refurbishing an older stretcher.
Okay. Thank you.
There's a motion on the table. Any further discussion or a second?
I'll second that.
Would this be based on the authorization of the QPA?
And the QPA authorized it, yep. Do we have any mail?
You would have a motion.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I would like to find a motion. I didn't think about that, but I think that's because we did review this intensely.
So that's the motion and the second. Any further discussion?
Just a comment. This equipment is for public safety, for people's, we want to say, lives. That's why we have this rescue squad. That's why we have equipment. We should have the best equipment available.
Yeah, and it aids them, and they're in their recoveries and assist lifts and so forth. So it's a working unit for them that helps them as well as the residents.
Roll call vote.
Is that roll call?
Yep.
Yes.
Recuse.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so next item on new business is the retirement of our police office manager. Liaison to police, would you like to make a comment? She was here earlier. I don't see her here now.
No. So this is a letter from Kathleen Gracie. Dear Jason, this letter will confirm my retirement from the position of police officer manager with the Township of Lebanon. My last days of employment will be June 30th, 2022. After consideration, I have made my decision to retire in order to travel the world. Working with the Township has been a wonderful experience. I have met just about everybody in the town and formed special bonds with many of them. I have had people come to the office to play their banjo for me, cry on my shoulder when tragedy struck, and enjoyed all the fabulous people I worked with in the police department. My 21 years has been rewarding. There are so many stories that I have, and I could write a book. I've worked under five chiefs of police since I started in 2001. I was most rewarding to see you, Jason, start your career as a newbie, only to become chief. And respectfully submitted, Kathleen Gracie.
Is there a motion to accept with regrets the retirement of Kathleen Gracie and to wish her great happiness in her retirement?
So moved.
Second.
If there's no further discussion.
Happy travels to Kathy.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the next item on the agenda, the police office manager is a key function, so we'd like to, as quickly as possible, post for that new position. It is a position in the CWA, so the basic, all the terms of the employment would be covered by the CWA contract. In talking to the chief, he's done a survey of the market, and he would propose a salary for a new office police office manager of $45,000 per year. So the motion that we would consider would be to approve posting for the police office manager with the job requirements to be finalized by the chief of police and the business administrator. Any discussion on that?
Is that the starting salary in the contract?
No, that salary is not set in the contract. In our salary ordinance, there's a range of $29,000 to $60,000. So this would be the salary that we would offer to a qualified candidate.
So you're sort of in between.
It happens to be in between, but it's based on a survey of the market and what we feel needs to be paid to attract the qualified individual.
With apparently some experience, because otherwise
there'd be some experience. Yep. And it'd be $45,000 plus the benefit package in the CWA contract. Any discussion or a motion to post for that position?
I'll make the motion to post for the police office manager position with the chief and the office business administrator to determine the responsibilities.
And the salary of
$45,000.
Any further discussion or a second? Okay.
Shouldn't we do a little more investigation in terms of what's available out there in the market? I mean, $45,000 sounds, if we're trying to get somebody with experience, it sounds like a good place to start. If we're trying to start somebody at the lower end and have them learn the job, then, you know, it's probably $29,000. I trust what the chief is saying
is
accurate, and he should know what the market conditions are in relation to employing that type of person.
It is $14,000 below the current retiree to do the same job that individual's been doing. Obviously, that individual had much more experience, but
according to this, it was
21 years.
21 yep. years.
Yep. I mean, we can ask the chief to come in next meeting and provide more background on the salary proposal. I have discussed with him, and I believe that's for a full-time position for the duties and responsibilities we're putting on them. I was convinced it was a good number.
I would suggest that we start at a lower number and see what's available out there. I know the chief knows what he's doing, but...
Would you like to propose a number? Would you like to have the chief come in?
You say that the starting salary is 29 up to 60.
That's in the salary ordinance.
Salary ordinance.
Yep.
And he suggested 45. Why don't we start at 37.5? That would be my...
What do you mean by start? Offer the position at
37.5? In other words, just advertise for that and see what you get. You know, people don't have to take the job.
No.
You might be qualified and say, I can't take it for that amount. And then we have a decision to make over and above that.
Okay, well, at the moment, there is a motion on the floor at 45. I'll say one more chance if there's a second for that. If there's no second, then that motion dies. Now, would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we advertise the position at a lesser amount, and we'll deal with the consequences of who we get in terms of applicants.
At the specific amount of?
I'd say $37,500.
So that's the motion on the floor?
And the value is?
Pardon me?
Value.
That the salary he's proposing, $37,500. So that's the current motion on the floor. The alternative would be to ask the chief to come in and, I guess, provide more specifics on the salary number that he would propose.
What?
If you know, if that motion, if there's not a second for that motion, right now that motion is on
question,
the floor.
Question, do we normally post in our postings the salary? Have we done that in the past?
I think it's written in the CWA.
Is it
the salary?
The salary? Okay. I just want to make sure, because I wasn't sure if we had to do that or we just just put it out there.
In a non-union position, you wouldn't be. You could do it commensurate upon it, but the terms of the collective bargaining agreement would control.
Gotcha.
I would like to withdraw my motion, but then make a motion that we have the chief come back in before the full committee to discuss at the next meeting. I know that will make us less one employee in the building, but not for too long a period of time, because I think our next meeting is, what, July?
July 6th.
Can the township function without a police secretary for a few days?
We can...
Somebody's going to have to answer the phone.
Exactly. We have someone who can answer the phone and fill in until we make it a permanent position.
I'd rather hear
from
the chief. That would be...
Does that require a motion, or does it just... there's no action and we put it on the next agenda?
Matt,
do you have a...
I'm sorry, what?
Should we have a motion to bring the chief in, or should we just... There's no action and we
bring
it in?
No, he works
for you. That's what I thought.
So. Yeah, you did.
So the motion was withdrawn. There is no second unless anyone else puts a motion on the table. The job posting is tabled until the next meeting. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the Juneteenth Independence Day holiday. As many people may be aware, the federal government has declared June 19th a federal holiday. This year it's observed on Monday, June 20th. The addition of the Juneteenth Independence Day holiday would increase the number of federal holidays to 11. All 10 of the other holidays, federal holidays, are observed by Lebanon Township. As the attorney advises, there's no federal requirement to have that recognized as a holiday, so the committee can choose to recognize it as a holiday. And that would be the discussion before us.
I understand that's also a state holiday.
That's
correct.
And I also understand from my research that there are 49 states that have recognized that as a holiday.
I believe
that's the last I checked, the only one that did not was South Dakota. I don't know whether that's accurate, but...
Did we? I didn't touch it.
Well,
okay.
That's I'm just letting the rest of the committee know that.
So the action tonight would be a motion, if someone were to make the motion, to have Lebanon Township observe Juneteenth as a holiday for Lebanon Township to be observed this year on June 20th. Is there any further discussion?
What do you mean by observing it? Shut the building down?
Shut the building down. I think the implications would be that the obviously it would be a paid holiday for normal people. If there's an issue that require, you know, trees fall down, somebody from the DPW have to come in, they would get then paid on a holiday basis.
Police?
Right now we're in negotiation on the police contract, so that would be subject to negotiation. It's subject to negotiation for the CWA, but that contract's not open until next year, so there's no real trigger to have that discussion with them.
If we're gonna continue to debate, certainly in terms of collective bargaining agreement, we're gonna have to close. If there's not a motion, if there's gonna be extended discussion as to the implications and our position, we should go into executive session. If there's simply a motion to acknowledge it, that would be different, but
okay, with that guidance, is there a motion to observe Juneteenth Independence Day? And if not, we'll put it on our executive session list.
And that executive session would take place now?
Tonight.
Right now.
This is our last meeting. No, I don't think right now. We can do it at the end of the meeting. We don't have to do executive session out of order, do we?
No.
No, we don't. Right. We can.
We put it on our executive session agenda.
And today is what day? Today is June 15th.
Yes.
And the celebration would be
Monday.
The holiday would be Monday.
So we need to discuss it tonight.
Well, the other thing too is there's one town that's doing it on a Friday, so we're going to have to decide going forward if we do it. When is it going to be?
Well, as I said, the federal government is observing it Monday the 20th.
That's
what the 10th Amendment's all about. The states can do what they want.
Yeah.
I think the local municipalities can too.
Yeah, I think.
So if there's no motion, then we will defer it to executive session. Okay, no motion. That takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have none that qualify.
I have one for Griffith Alley Trucking, for gasoline for the police department for $2,590.30. That's the only one that applies.
I have none that qualify. None over $1,000.
I have a invoice from Griffith Allied Trucking LLC for diesel fuel, $4,594.13. And I believe there's another bill here, but I'd like to table payment of that, and that has to do with RK Environmental. I think that needs a little further investigation in terms of paying the bill. I'd like to see that apparently there's test results of some sort that were put out by this company. I don't know that this committee or anybody on the committee has seen that, what those test results are. Having a background in real estate transactions, I'd be curious what those test results revealed in terms of lead and asbestos in the air. I've never seen them.
I was looking in my computer today for anything that we had from them, and I did find a statement that he put out that had air quality sample. Jamie was handling it, and then, you know, RK never came in. He sent stuff to Jamie. Jamie
read it.
Do
we still have
out.
That? You have that?
I have something now. I don't know if there were others after that, but I did see that he had done. It was before they started to do the work, the actual work. He was doing the air testing.
That's prior to the
that was
remediation.
November 2020. Yes. You know, it was like November of 2020.
That's why I'd like to table this, because I don't know when what this bill relates to, whether it was a time after the remediation was done or prior to. Because normally what you're going to have is you're going to have test results prior to the remediation to tell you there's a problem. And then after they remediate it, those test results should get down to what would be described as normal levels or acceptable levels.
Did Warren approve it?
Warren did, but I've not seen those results. I'd like to take a look at those and then report back to the committee.
So I don't see on the total voucher list, I don't see RK Environmental. I just want to make sure we exclude it from the number that I have. It's not on.
Is that the carryover from the last
meeting?
Correct.
So you don't.
Well, there was a new one.
The bill list.
Last meeting, there was an invoice, I think, of $4,200. There's another $1,800 invoice that came in since then that I'm aware of.
What is
so I believe you're deferring both.
I put it at the, in the end here. I thought it fit at the end. Wait a minute. No, that's diesel. We approved that. Got to have diesel. Otherwise, the trucks don't run.
And
the,
that.
It was $4,224 that I placed
that. That was one from the last meeting?
That should be in the folder.
But that's not on this bill list, and there's another one for $1,800. So it's roughly $6,000 that we're now
total
looking at for this vendor. But as I said, there's nothing to defer if it's not on the list that, that we have.
And it wasn't approved at the last meeting.
It was not approved.
So it's just asking that.
So it's just not approved.
Even if it's not in my pile here, I'd like to see it deferred.
It is deferred. It's okay.
Because it's not on the list.
It's not on the list. Ms. Kohler, any?
None that apply. But so no, we left off, though. Is somebody going? I think that it's probably in Jamie's computer, anything that any reports that came out.
Yep.
Because we're leaving it hanging.
Yeah, we need to get it and address it one way or the other before we run into other issues.
That's why I suggested the last meeting possibly if the administrator can review her emails.
Well, now she's off. The administrator did review the emails, and I was copied on some of that. There are a number of emails. Okay. Basically, mostly it was you recapping meetings that you hadn't.
I followed recapping them around. Yeah, I followed
recapping
them
meetings,
but the error.
But what we'd never come up with is, and what I think you're partly focusing, we never came up with any action by the committee to authorize anything other than the $350 initial fee. So there's some question of what our purchasing policy and procedure is that allowed those meetings and actions to keep moving forward.
Well, that's one of the issues.
That's
the other is the issues of where are the test results.
And I believe those are there. I've done.
Yeah, I mean, I actually followed
them.
I mean, I didn't sign anything, authorize anything, because I didn't have that authority. Jamie was running the project. So
we'll have to investigate that.
No, you don't
but
have
at any
to
rate.
Investigate that. I don't have that authority. I was following them around because I had the time.
I'm just saying if there was any
hand samples, taking everything down, reporting back to you guys to try to keep you informed. Jamie was running the project.
Okay.
It may be that Warren actually has the results.
That's what I mean. I agree.
But I'd like to take a look at him if he's got the results. I mean,
then that's where we're. That's now in place.
Not that I'm an expert in asbestos and mold, but.
And for people that don't know, Jamie was our past administrator.
So the total voucher list before us is $17,974.72. If there's no other discussion on the items on that voucher list, is there a motion to approve that voucher list?
I make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Correspondence. Curator's report and upcoming museum events. Would you like to take both of those?
Oh. Yes, hold on a second. This is in my package here. Of course, we have the 40th anniversary coming up. There's still preparations being made for that. Let's see. I know they recently had a presentation by Dr. Strube, who is partially Lenni Lenape Indian, about artifacts and some of the Indian culture in this area. And that was pretty well attended. There's a second meeting, which is what day?
June 25th at 1 p.m., followed by the Artifact Roadshow, where the public can bring in any potential artifacts like spear points or arrowheads that they found locally. And he will give his opinion and advice on identifying those objects.
And as far as what the age might be.
Or, you know, if it's actually just a rock that was hit by a
lawnmower. Apparently he has the ability to determine from his experience whether they're the Paleolithic Indians, but also the Lenni Lenape. And the Paleolithic are what, 3 to 10,000 years?
Yeah, up to 10,000 years old, right.
Jeez. It's amazing you think about that, that people were here 10,000 years ago, alongside the glaciers, I guess.
I was at the lecture. The glaciers actually receded 14,000
years ago. 14,000
years
ago?
Come on, man.
No, sorry, I can't get it all right.
You're in the ballpark, guy.
They passed in the night.
What's 4,000 here or there in the last million years? Is there anything else you wanted to highlight?
At the July 2nd 40th anniversary party, there's going to be an apple pie bake-off, so we're looking for people to enter that contest, and I will wondering if my meeting is on might consider being a judge for the apple pie contest, so we can talk later.
But you're not going to have a dunk tank, right?
No dunk tank.
Okay, I've already volunteered for that.
Get you with the apple pie and then you own a dunk tank.
I'm going to eat pie, so I don't know why you wouldn't want to. But like I said, I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. Can it be that's it for correspondence.
Blueberry pie, too?
Okay.
The next item would be public comment. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public, please come to the microphone.
Hello, Brian Wonder, Wonder Lane. Our past administrator, did we have a liaison for him when he was here?
When you say liaison, it would have been under the administrative liaison, which would have been me as mayor.
Correct. Yep. Thank you. Just June, what is it, Juneteenth?
Juneteenth.
What it's called? How about a appreciation day like that for our essential workers? Instead, I mean, that's just, you know, where does this kind of stuff stop? I don't know. But
it's called Labor Day.
We're back and forth with the newsletter, which I thought was going to be an outside vendor objective situation, but we're going back now to possibly an in-house candidate, which part-time candidate for this position, who are we pulling from? What candidate could it be? Are we alluding back to rehiring Maria maybe for a position? Is, I guess, my question.
I would instruct nobody to answer that based on pending litigation.
And this isn't a question and answer session.
I certainly hope it's not, because I find that to be a situation where there should be some recusals on this committee. That's why I'm bringing the point up. And, all right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public would like to make a comment?
Charlie Fortenbacher, Schleicher Road. I just want to thank Warren and the road department and the rest of the crew who are working on our roads. It is so nice to drive on paved roads without beating the hell out of my vehicles. Thank you.
And thanks for bringing that up. While the heavy work was done by specialized equipment from an outside vendor, our DPW would have to be preparing ahead of their work and after their work. So it was quite a busy time for our in-house people. Thanks for bringing that up.
They were there until almost 8:30.
Yeah. Thanks
for bringing that up. The corner here by the Woodland store.
I had the museum thing in here. I don't know what the hell happened to it.
Daryl Schmidt, Musconetcon on River Road. Now that Charlie got his road taken care of, how about the other half of Newport? It's real nice in front of the DPW until you get the, Dewey Lane. Then it turns to you know what, all the way to Red Mill. So let's get that one on the list.
I think it's every bit as bad as your road was.
Any other public comment? Seeing no one else stepping forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we will be going into executive session, Resolution 73-2022. We have two items. One is an update for the committee on our PBA police contract negotiations. No action expected on that. For the discussion of Juneteenth, Mr. Lyons, would that be under collective bargaining?
Yes, it would.
So the collective bargaining exclusion and potential action is possible after executive session on that.
So we'll go back to any, public?
Yeah, as we always do in any case.
Okay.
Any discussion on Resolution 73-2022 for executive session? Or is there a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 73-2022 for PBA contract negotiations discussion and the Juneteenth discussion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes.